today, while Lakers has 279 students roaming the halls. One interesting note, this year marks the first time that Lakers has had more students enrolled than Cass City since at least 1985, the furthest back we could go in records.
Wow, that is an impressive number. I had no idea that, I don't know if Cass City shrunk in size or Lakers has maintained for that long, but that's a really good number for Lakers.
Obviously a number of factors, but yes. Tonight marks the 61st time that Lakers and Cass City high schools have faced off on the gridiron. Despite it being quite the heated rivalry, Lakers holds a sizable advantage, Lakers 43, Cass City 17. Last year, the Redhawks snapped a 9-game losing streak against the Green and White. In the span of 2004 to 2010, Cass City snagged 5 of 7 victories from Lakers. But going back from 2003 backwards all the way back to 1981, Bill McClellan and the Lakers won every single matchup over a 23-year span.
Ooh, that's a pretty good stretch there for McClellan and company. He certainly had this rivalry on lockdown.
In the world of offensive production, we can finally turn to 2019 numbers. Through 3 weeks, Cass City is averaging 25.3 per game. That's the number 6 in the Greater Thumb Conference. Lakers is 2 spots ahead of them at number 4, scoring on average 31.3 per game. So on offense, it's the Green Machine by 6 points. Defensively, Cass City enters tonight with the 3rd best defense of all 14 Greater Thumb Conference teams and the best defense in the Greater Thumb West. The Redhawks have been allowing just 10 points per contest, and Lakers is in the 4th spot, giving up 11.6 plus 1.6 in favor of Cass City. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they are confident in line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Antonio Brown Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Cass City, 3.5 points. Today is the 263rd day of the year, meaning just 102 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you really ruined my joke here. I'm at a loss for words. You've got plans.
I do have plans. I'm sorry, man. We'll have to figure out what somebody else is doing.
So we've been doing this for 8 years together.
Yes.
Never have we spent New Year's Eve together.
No, not yet.
I just want to point that out.
Unless you get an invitation to the wedding.
I don't think so. All right, for those who are just joining us, welcome to our week number 4 broadcast between Cass City and Lakers from Pigeon, Michigan, the Thome's home for wind energy, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
I'm sure you are. Mm-hmm. Well, the Apple Blossom Wind Farm, located just west of us here tonight, is comprised of 29 turbines, each rated at 3.4 megawatts. One of the larger wind farms and tallest wind farms in the area. My question, though, is with those 29 turbines, each producing 3.4 megawatts, how many homes can the Apple Blossom Wind Farm power at one time? This is common knowledge. Very common.
Right. Yeah, it should be. So I'm going to go with 12,000 homes.
Well, I like the thought, but it's actually it's triple that, actually. 38,000 homes. That single wind farm, the 29 wind turbines, can power 38,000 homes. As a reference, there are roughly 21,000 homes in Huron County. So all of Huron County and then some. Bonus question, though, Dave, to redeem yourself. To have the size of a structure that a wind turbine is made up of, it requires a solid base. For each wind turbine, how many yards of concrete are used per foundation?
I don't have a clue.
Surprised by this.
Right. How many yards of concrete?
Correct. Per foundation.
Yards of concrete. I'm going to go with a football field, 100 yards.
Well, you might not have a wind turbine soon, if that's the case. 573 cubic yards of concrete per foundation. 573, or the equivalent of approximately 50 truckloads of concrete. And this is what's mind-blowing to me. It also uses 65 ton of steel rerod, or 130,000 pounds of rerod per foundation. That by 29. All right, Dave, you got one last chance here. The blades used in the Apple Blossom Wind Farm are the longest and most advanced blades in the county, with a length of 202 feet per blade. Each blade is 202 feet. I'm giving you time to do some mental math here, Dave.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm
because
trying.
Because doing that quick mental math, 202 feet per blade, how much square footage does each wind turbine sweep with each rotation?
If I'd have been thinking, I'd have grabbed my phone and pulled out that number and figured it out. But a quick math, I'm not going to be able to do it quick enough for you. So I'm not sure. It's a lot, though.
Well, let's see here. So surface area would be what? Pi radius, I do believe. Regardless, though. 134,215 square feet per rotation, or roughly 2.3 football fields fit in that rotation on one span. Speaking of football, though, Dave, what are your three keys to today's game?
Well, I'm glad you mixed in the football field reference to all that, so I guess we'll accept those.
Yeah.
Let's start with number one. With this rivalry game and these two teams, we're going to be blunt. Minimize dumb penalties. These teams have to be disciplined. They cannot give away free yardage because every yard is going to come at a very difficult rate. So you have to minimize the mistakes, the dumb penalties, the false starts, the things like that. You have to be on your game if you want to win this one. If you're Cass City, beware of passing plays. Your secondary is weak. Yes, you have Sand and Cathrell back there. How can your secondary be weak? Lakers has had success the first 3 weeks throwing the football. They've thrown for yards. They've thrown for two touchdowns a game. Cass City is going to have to win the battle in the trenches and not allow the big pass play to beat them. And for Lakers, you have to force the Red Hawks to play your game. It's your home field. It is your home crowd you're playing in front of. That double wing offense is going to want to chew the clock, minimize Cass City offensive possessions, and if they can execute that game plan, I think the Lakers could be successful tonight.
It's time for one more short break, and when we return, we'll take a look at current conditions from Laker Country between the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Cass City Red Hawks right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Current conditions in Pigeon, Michigan are 75 degrees with sunny skies. They're calling for a 15% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north, northeast at 3 miles per hour and gusting up to 5 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.1 inches, and the dew point is at 59 degrees. It feels like it's 75 degrees out. Humidity is at 49%. Sunset is at a 7:36, so about 38 minutes from right now. And we're currently in a waning gibbous moon phase. Dave, we've really been lucking out with our moon phases this season so far. All right, well, sunrise, this is sad. This is our most depressing part of the broadcast. Sunrise was at 7:16 this morning. Sunset is at 7:36, which means we end September 20th, 2019. We have just 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. Here's the saddest part. Since our last broadcast, two weeks ago, we lost 38 minutes of daylight just 14 days later. That just hurts a little bit inside, that's all.
It does, unless you work at a golf course and you don't have to stay there so long. That's the only positive thing I can think of.
That's true. And you're hearing the Laker faithful on their feet as the football team comes on with the wheeled L flag as the marching band is working their way onto the field as well. And we'll listen in to John Good, the announcer for Lakers tonight.
Bayport Lakers. Laker schools in the Greater Thumb Conference have joined in an effort to promote good sportsmanship. High school athletics are an educational experience. The lessons of good sportsmanship are not confined to those that play the game, but for everyone in attendance. cheer for your team, but do it with the utmost respect for your school, the opponents, and tonight's officials.